Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
The WDOC rolls out the Restoration of Rights Certificate application and evaluation process. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Wyoming Department of Corrections has begun accepting applications and evaluating discharging individuals on their eligibility to receive a Restoration of Rights Certificate in the state of Wyoming, according to the press release from the Wyoming Department of Corrections. The WDOC is able to begin processing due to a change in Wyoming statute 17-13-10. That went into effect July 1st, 2023. It allows individuals that are convicted as a first-time nonviolent felon to have their right to vote, along with the rights lost as outlined in Statute 6-10-106, to be restored. The rights restored under Wyoming Statute 7-13-105 include the ability to be an elector or juror, or to hold any office of honor, trust, or profit within this state, or to use or knowingly possess any firearm. The WDOC is currently accepting applications by mail, by email, or in person at the central office. Senator Eric Barlow, who was the sponsor of the original bill, commented, saying, quote, "I am thankful to those who supported allowing more folks who have fulfilled their debt to society to reengage in the most foundational aspects of citizenship, including the right to hold public office, serve on a jury, and exercise their Second Amendment rights. The legislature recognized the importance of voting rights for those same folks several years ago, and I was pleased to assist with that, too. I appreciate the Department of Corrections for implementing this program in a timely and efficient manner." For more information regarding this process, visit the Wyoming Department of Corrections website at corrections.wyo.gov. Traffic stop for speeding results in man arrested for drugs and intent to deliver. The Gillette Police Department conducted a traffic stop on Wednesday afternoon for a 61-year-old man speeding in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. At around 12:30 p.m., officers pulled over the 61-year-old man, identified as Dayton Klein, and his 59-year-old passenger on North Highway 1416 for a speeding violation and for running a red light. Officers noticed the 59-year-old man could not sit still while talking to them and was displaying signs of possible methamphetamine use. 61-year-old Klein, the driver, consented to a search of the vehicle where officers found 7.5 grams of meth, 11 oxycodone pills, and 13.8 grams of marijuana. They also located scales, jeweler's bags, and cash indicating possible sale of narcotics. The 59-year-old passenger was arrested for use of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Klein was arrested for two felony counts of possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, felony possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.